We'll get used to it, I guess. Okay, Rabosai. What we're talking about tonight, if you can take your seats and we'll get started, close the door for me if you don't mind, is, and this door is important, this is very important, you don't tend to close this door, that's critical. Now the idea of tonight's shiur, the goal, thank you, is to introduce the first topic of Masechta Shabbos, which is Meleches Hotzah. And the Mishnah goes into great detail about different scenarios of violating Meleches Hotzah. So you have an Ani, who's representative of someone who's standing outside of Rishus HaRavim in the public area. You have the Balabayas, who's he's standing inside the Rishus HaYochid, inside his house. And the Ani that passes the object over to the Balabayas, or the opposite, the Balabayas passes on the object to the Ani. And there are many different scenarios of Meleches Hotzah. Now Tosus points out that Meleches Hotzah is called a Melacha Grua. And we're not going to discuss that tonight because that's Siman Aleph, which right now we're putting on the back burner. Is why, how is Meleches Hotzah, which is one of 39 Melachas, how is it unique, how is it different than the other 38 Melachas? What makes it an inferior Melach? So that's a subject unto itself. But what's the import, what's the significance of classifying Meleches Hotzah as a Melacha Grua? So Tosus says that with regard to all the Melachas, the 38, all we need is to find them in the Mishkan. With regard to Meleches Hotzah, it's not sufficient to find them in the Mishkan. We have to find an explicit pasuk in the Torah that prohibits Hotzah. And one of the discussions we're going to have tonight is, what is that pasuk? Where is it? You know?
Why is there an additional name?
In Bishop by the?
With the man.
Man, excellent, yeah. With the man. But in truth, although it could be that pasuk is ultimately going to be the source, and that's called Al Yetzei Ish Mimkomo B'Yom HaShabbos, but there's another pasuk in the parshas that we're reading now, you know, in the Torah, which, and Brian, one of these is for you. And that is a pasuk of Vayikale Ha'ami Lahavi, which means that Moshe lets out a kol b'machne. He tells them that we, Baruch Hashem, we had enough contributions. I know Alan's wondering about that. How can we ever get to the point where we could have enough contributions? But it happened once in Jewish history, only once, and there was no matching or cause match or any of that hogwash. But in any event, so we had enough. So Moshe Rabbeinu let out a cruise. He let out a notification that there's no need to bring any more gifts for the Meleches HaMishkan. And then it says, Vayikale Ha'ami Lahavi, the people stopped bringing the gifts. So we're going to go through, Emirtz Hashem, a Gemara in Perek HaZorek. There are two prokim in Shabbos that really are one perek. It's just separated by seven prokim in between. There's our perek here, which is called Hotzos HaShabbos, and then there's a perek called HaZorek. They really complement each other. You can't learn one without the other. And on Daf Tzadi Vav, the Gemara is going to have a whole discussion about how we derive Meleches Hotzah from the pasuk Vayikale Ha'ami Havi, some of which we'll learn tonight. I mean, just to give you a heads up, the basic concept is that Bnei Yisrael were each located in their tent, in the Ohel. Right, Reuven was in his Ohel, Shimon his. And the Ohel is called the Rishus HaYochid, And Moshe Rabbeinu is located in what's called the Machne Leviya, and that's called Rishus HaRabim. Mm-hmm. And Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the people to stop bringing their contributions from their homes, meaning from the Olim, which is Rishus HaYochid, out to the Machne Leviya, which is Rishus HaRabim. And that pasuk is referring specifically to Shabbos. And how we know that that pasuk is referring to Shabbos, we don't know. I was beginning to get nervous that maybe this is the microphone. You know, but the Gemara has a Gzeira Shava. Anyway, the bottom line is that pasuk is referring to Shabbos, and Moshe Rabbeinu was not just notifying the people that we have enough contributions, you know, Dayenu, but moreover, he was telling them, don't bring out your contributions from the Rishus HaYochid out into Rishus HaRabim. I guess in this case I'm supposed to either shut it off or make it lower or something. So what am I doing? I'm making it louder. Okay.
The best thing is to keep it as far as possible away from the mic.
Yeah, they don't give you much yes, room over here, you know. So anyway, do you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So do me a favor, Benjamin. If this guy starts talking. Right, so just make it, move it towards the off button, okay then? To make it lower. Now, why is it that with regard to one out of 39 malachas, we need a pasuk in Chumash? All the other 38 are derived from what? From Mishkan. Oh, thank you so much. And it's enough that the malach was done in the Mishkan. But with regard to Malachas Hotzah, we need a pasuk. We need a verse that specifically prohibits hotzah. So the answer to that is called malacha grua. That hotzah, as opposed to the other 38, is a malacha grua. So what we're going to study tonight is what is the source for malachas hotzah in the Torah. And we're going to have these two psukim. One is in the parasha of Mishkan, one is in the parasha of Man. And we're going to see the various Rishonim, the Tosus, the Rashi, the Rambam. We're going to have fun with that. And why we need Psukim for Malachas Hotzah, that's Malacha Grua. That's classified information. You have to just accept that as Grua. Grua means it's an inferior Malacha.
Oh,
okay. So what I'd like you to do is open up to the Hari Kedem Simon Beis, which is on page Gimel. And I'm not going to read every single word, but what I like to do is highlight the concepts, and some of the words I'll read inside, because frankly I don't know them by heart. And what I'd like you to do is, if you can follow the text with your eye as I explain the text, and you'll let me know, you know, what's clear, what's not clear, if you have any comments, criticisms, questions, and so forth. So Tosfos, at the beginning of Masechta Shabbos, on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Divrei Maskil Parshat, tells us that I'll prove to you that Malachas Hotzah is a Malacha Grua. How do I prove it to you? From the fact that we need two psukim, yeah. So please note that according to Tosfos we need two psukim, one is not enough, for Malachas Hotzah. Where do we see these two psukim? So to figure that out, we have to combine two sugyas. One is in Masechta Shabbos, that's in Perakas Zorek, and that's on Daf Tzadi Vom Amid Beis, and another is a sugya in Erevin on Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. In Masechta Shabbos, in Perakas Zorek, the Gemara has a very sophisticated and complex Yalfusa to derive Malachas Hotzah from the Pasuk Vayichalei Ha'am Mihavi. The Gemara in Erevin has a more simple, straightforward derivation of the Malachas Hotzah from the Pasuk Al Yetze Ish Mimkomo, and they derive it as Lo Yotzi. Lo Yotzi means that you don't, let's say they took a vessel, a receptacle, out into the public domain in order to collect the man. And by doing so, they basically would take a kli and be motzi it from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRab. The Torah says al yetze. Al yetze means al yotzi, and that's a lav for Moleches Hotzah. Now, there's a Rashi in Masechta Erevin that seems to do away with this Yalfusa of Al Yetze Ish Mekomo, because Rashi says that that Pasuk is referring not to the object that you're taking out, but to you yourself, to your body. And that's called the Lav of Tchumen, which means that you're not allowed to walk, even empty-handed, 2,000 amos out of what? Out of the extension of the city, the boundary of the city. But nevertheless, Rashi still has at least one pasuk, and that's Vayikole Ha'am Mihavi in the parasha of Meleches HaMishkan. Now Rashi here, at the beginning of Masechet Shabbos, also indicates that we have a lav in the Torah prohibiting Hotzah on Shabbos, because Rashi says the following, Ubeperek HaZorek, at the very beginning of the Perek, we derive Meleches Hotzah from the Pasuk. It's actually a combination of two Pesukim. It says, Vayitzav Moshe B'machne Vayaviru Kol B'machne. So Moshe lets out this clarion call. And then it says, Vayechali Ha'om Mihavi. And they stopped bringing their contributions, the Zav, Kesef, whatever it was, out to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, Bamachne, he was in the Machne Leviyah, which is a Rishus HaRabim. And basically, Rashi already at the beginning of Masechta Shabbos says that what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to the people was, Lo Safiku, don't take out something from Rishus HaYochid out to Rishus HaRabim as a contribution. And Rashi adds, V'yom HaShabbos Hoya. And this is all the sugya in HaZorek, that in a very complicated Yalfusa says that we can derive that this pasuk and this command of Moshe Rabbeinu took place on Shabbos. Why did it take place on Shabbos? Because Moshe Rabbeinu had to notify the people that there's an Isur Otzah which prohibits us from taking something from Rishus HaYochid, from the Ohel, out to the Rishus HaRabim. So again, Rashi has at least one pasuk as a source for the Isur of Hotzah B'Shabbos. Tosfos seems to have two pesukim, because Tosfos adds the Gemara in Erevin that derives the Isur Hotzah from the Man, Al Yetze Ish Memkomo. Rashi in Masechet Erevin seems to say that pasuk is referring to Isur Tchumin, but nevertheless Rashi still has a lav in the Torah from Meleches Hotzah in the parasha of Meleches HaMishkan in Shmos Lamed Vav, that Moshe says, don't bring any more gifts, and he was on Shabbos, it was on Shabbos, and he was telling us that there's an Isur Hotzah on Shabbos. And again, if you ask me, as I mentioned earlier, why do we need a lav for Meleches Hotzah? Why didn't you say it was done in the Mishkan? And we're going to see later on that in the Mishkan they would take objects from one Rishus to the other. That those were the agolos that were used to transport the krushim, and they transported the krushim from one Rishus to another Rishus. But nevertheless, that's not sufficient. Why? Because Meleches Hotzah is called what? Melacha Grua. Does everybody have that? Fine. I didn't even give you a chance to answer. So it's called the Melacha Grua. So that's what we have. So when Moshe Rabbeinu says Al Yasu Od Melacha, the Melacha that he's referring to is Hotzah, Meleches Hotzah. You know, you might have interpreted Al Yasu Od Melacha because, you know, the Chachmei Lev, and especially the women were excellent at weaving and they brought all their gifts. So you might say that's the Melacha, but no. The pasuk says Vayichalia on the Havi. So that Melacha is going to be interpreted in light of the next pasuk, Vayichalia on the Havi. The Havi means to bring it out. And which Melacha are we talking about then? Meleches Hotzah. So we have an Azhara for the Isur Hotzah on Shabbos. The Gemara in Perek HaZorek, with both Rashi and Tosfos referred to as I said earlier, as a very complicated limud. And Rashi explains that when Moshe Rabbeinu says to the people, he vayiviru kol v'machne, and stop bringing your gifts, Rashi says it's not just a hodah bi'alma, and now we're on page Dalet, it's not just a notification to the people that we have already the max of the gifts and the contributions that we need. We don't need more contributions, which would have been headline news, but it's more than that. It was an azhara. It was a losaseh that Moshe was telling Klal Yisrael that this is Shabbos and you're not allowed to bring anything from your Rishus HaYochid out to Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos. The Gemara asks, Shabbos koi? How do we know that it was on Shabbos? Dilma b'chol koi. Maybe it was a weekday. Moshe was just notifying the people, hey guys, we got enough. We don't need any more contributions. So the Gemara has a very complicated gzera shava. It says, vayaviru kol b'machne. And we have a similar word, havara, in the parasha of Yom HaKippurim. And that's going to tell us that we're talking about al yaviru, an azhara for the Easter Shabbos. So far, we have no dissenting view. What I mean is, there may be a more specific machlokes as to whether or not we could derive the Isur HaTzah from the Pasuk in Beshalach by the man of Al Yetzei Ish Mimkomo, whether it's referring to HaTzah or it's referring to the Isur Tchumin. But both Rashi and Tosfos agree that we have to have a lav in the Torah for Melechus HaTzah. And they both agree that Vayichali Om Yehavi, that parasha in Melech Savishkan, is certainly a source for the lav of Hotzah. However, there's another opinion, and that's Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel, in Masechta Shabbos, in Perakas Zorek, on that very same sugya, has a different take on it. And he claims that the Pasuk Al Yaviru is not referring to Shabbos at all. But when it says, Ish al yasu od melocha l'tshumas ha-kodesh, that's not a warning, that's not a lotaseh for the Iser Hotzah, it's nothing more than a notification that we don't need any more melocha, any more melocha, not in the Shabbos sense of melocha, in that technical legal sense, but melocha refers to all the work of the Chachmei Lev and so on, that were preparing the gifts, you know, the different gifts for the Mishkan. Hu odah bi'alma. And what was the nature of the odah? Lo lahavi od truma melech. There's no need for further gifts. Now, the Gemara seems to assume that there's some relationship between that parsha and Shabbos, as we saw the Gzeirah Shava. He says, al diyuk ha-Gemara sham hu rak da-hotzach shiva melocha. Because after it says Al Yasu Od Melacha, immediately it mentions Vayichali Omi Havi and Vayaviru Kol B'machta. So we know that that is a reference to Shabbos, and it means that bringing the gifts was called a Melacha. So again, there's no Lotaseh. When it says Al Yasu Od, the Al is not a Lotaseh. We don't have a Lotaseh for Meleches Hotzah. But rather, we know that Meleches Hotzah is called a Melacha. And how do we know it's called a Melacha? Because the Pasuk Al Yasu Od Melacha is a reference to Hotzah. Now, all this, Rabosai, might sound very, very dry and technical to you. But as we go along, you're going to see how Rav Soloveitchik breathes new life into this. So again, Tosis and Rashi both assume that we need a special lav for the Isra Otzah. And Tosis says at the end of this Tosis, at the beginning of the Masechta Dibra Maskel Parshat, he says, V'afagav da'otzah nafkala mikra behedja, itzterich lemisne shahoysa b'mishkan. The Mishnah later on is going to say that there was Otzah in the Mishkan. And why did the Mishnah have to derive Hotzah from a pasuk, if anyway it was done in the Mishkan? And Tosfos says that's because Meleches Hotzah is a Melacha Grua. Mevuar, we can summarize the Tosfos by saying the Yisod Iser Hotzah Hu Mikra Del Yetze Ish Mimkomo, and that's the sugya not in a Perek HaZorik but in Erevin. And the Tosas HaRosh here at the beginning of Masechta Shabbos says, based on that Sugyan Erevin, that the Pasuk Al Yetze Ish Mimkomo is a lav for Meleches Hotzah. So it comes out that both according to Rashi and according to Tosas, there's a lav for Meleches Hotzah. Tosas seems to assume there are two lavim for Meleches Hotzah. Rashi only has the lav of Ayikole Ami Havi, and the Tosas HaRosh only has the lav of Al Yetze Ish Mimkomo, and Tosas himself has both lavim. And what it means is that when the Torah says Lotasa Kol Melacha, the Lotasa Kol Melacha does not include Hotzah, because Hotzah is a Melacha Grua. But rather, Hotzah is derived from other psukim, whether it be according to Rashi, based on Vayikol Yom Mehavi, whether it be like Tosus, Al Yetzish Mimkomo. But these lavim are special lavim to prohibit Hotzah on Shabbos. But as far as the other 38 malachas are concerned, they're derived from the pasuk of a kol malacha lo tasu. But Hotzah as a malacha gru is not included in that lav, and therefore I need a special lav for Hotzah. And now we're in deep trouble. Why? Because there's another malacha in the 38 that has its own lav. Which one is that? You'll take a look if you want to cheat a little. The next paragraph of Hine, what do you say, Chaim?
Fire.
Excellent. Havara. The Torah says, Lo saviru eish b'chomosh v'seichem yom ha-Shabbos. And the Gemara on Daf Ayin, later on in Masechta Shabbos, is going to have a whole business over here. Why did the Torah need a special lav in the Torah for Meleches Havara? Why isn't Meleches Havara included under Kol Melacha Lo Sasu? And the Gemara offers two opinions. One opinion is called Lil Lav Yotzes. That's the opinion we're going to focus our attention on tonight. There's another opinion called Havar Lechalik Yotzes. Let's leave out that opinion. That's going to take an hour. We don't have the time for Havar Lechalik Yotzes. We're going to focus, according to that opinion, Havara Lil Lav Yotzes. Now let me ask you a question. Just a couple of, barrage you with a couple of quiz questions. Question number one. What's the punishment for someone who violates Shabbos? Skila b'mezid and chatas b'shogeg. What's the punishment for someone who violates Havara b'Shabbos and he lights a fire on Shabbos? Okay. Depends. If you hold like the mind of the Yomar Havara l'lav yotzes, then you only get Malkus for violating Avar, because Avar is not included on the Kol Melacha Lo Sasu, it has its own special law. So far, so good?
Mm-hmm. And therefore it's less?
Brian, are you with me? You look a little, yeah, I don't know if you're in, you're out. Yeah, I see the microphone doesn't help. I thought, you know, everyone thought I was using the microphone to save my voice. It's not helping my voice, Kiyuzer. But I have my own agenda. I wanted to use the microphone to wake you up at 9 o'clock at night, you know, on a weekday night. So if it doesn't serve that function, then let's drop the whole idea, because Mimanafshach, it's not helping me lowering my voice. And it's not helping waking you up. So what's the whole point of the exercise? Okay. So Rabosai, are you listening carefully? What's happening now is based on a sugya in Shabbos Klal Gadol, is the name of the Perek Daf Ayin, we draw the following conclusion. And I'm waiting for a question. That whenever the Torah prohibits one of the malachas with a separate lav, then the maximum punishment you get for violating that malacha is malchus, because it's taken out of the parish of kol malacha lo sasu.
So kol, we get malchus for chatzah.
Chaim, you're brilliant. You're a genius. Okay, the rest of the class should patch themselves for not asking me this kasha, because we said that both according to Rashi and according to Tosas is a separate lav from Meleches Hotzah, whether it's the lav according to Rashi of Aichala Mihavi Al Yetz, right, or it's the lav of Al Yetz Ishmim Kovi Yom HaShabbos according to Tosas, or both according to Tosas. Now, if that be the case, then just like we say in the case of Avar L'lav Yotzis, lav means it's a regular lav without a chiyuv misa that generates a chiyuv malchus, we should say the same thing with regard to Hotzah and Shabbos. But you have to trust me on this one. No one said that Hotzah is downgraded to a lav and generates malchus. No one. Anyone who says that gets the boot. I don't mean the what we call the, you know, the back of the trunk. You call it the boot. But what I mean to say is we have to boot him out of class because that's mamish apikorsus. That's heresy. Don't take me literally on that. But I mean, no one says that for violating hotzah you get malchus and no misa. All over the place. The Mishnah itself talks about a chiyuv chatos. And there's no chiyuv chatos for a lav unless it's a chiyuv misa.
You actually told in the Torah you get misa for havara. That's it. I'm just thinking about the guy gathering sticks on Shabbat.
I mean, if he was in... is there one man the other... I forget the different sheetahs in the Gemara. There's one man the other that he was violating Otsah?
I'm not sure. I mean...
Because most of
it... That's what I thought. So that's,
no,
that's,
no. I think the simple shot is that he was violating Meleches Ma'amer. He gathered together the sticks. Okay, but I think there is such a Mandiyom, if I remember correctly. So that's clear. But the question is why? If Hotzah is derived from a separate lav, then it should only generate maximum Malchus. Why does it generate Misa? So the one who asks this question is the Ramban. And here I want you to look inside to see the holy words of the Ramban. This is on the bottom right column on page Dalet. And the reason why we're not studying the Gevurus Yitzchak is because I looked for Gevurus Yitzchak on Shabbos, I couldn't find it. So if anybody has any clue, again, I'm very happy with the Hari Kedem, but I always like to have a choice of at least two different Svarim. So if you have any other Sefer that's Daf al Daf on Shabbos, now there's another option. And that's the Masifta in the back has something called Yalkut HaBi'urim. There's one gentleman, maybe you all know him, who comes to my classes in the morning. His name is Yechiel Prince. He's a genius in the computer. I may be able to ask him to print out the Yalkut HaBi'urim. I can't ask him for the entire Shabbos. I mean, that's hundreds of pages, but maybe for the first couple of pages in Masechet Shabbos. So we'll see if I can ask Yechiel to do that for us. But if you hear of any other Sefer that's, you know, really on the Gemara, then let me know. I couldn't find the Gevurus Yitzchak. At least it's not in the HebrewBooks.org. So you look at the Ramban. You see, it's about six lines, one, two, three, five lines up before the end of the right column. V'i kashaloch. In kein lema lelav yotzus. V'azhar shamanu onesh minayin. In other words, why don't we apply the principle of lelav yotzus to meleches hotzah? Yesh lahashiv lecha. Kevan shahoysa b'mishkan. The Ashkechan de Kopir Allah Rachmana Bilav, the Azer Alev Rachmana, this A plus B. A was done in the Mishkan, we're talking about Hotzah, and B, the Torah prohibits Hotzah in a lav. Is therefore a Hadra, what does a Hadra mean? Anybody know?
Comes back, returns.
Like, for example, when you finish a Masechta, what do you make?
Hadra.
You call it a Siyum, but it's technically called a Hadra, and the Hadra means to go back again. In other words, we're saying to the Masechta, we finished you, but we're going to come back to you again. So a Hadre means it was put back into what? L'chlal shara malachas shayu b'mishkan. So we started with all the malachas that were in the Mishkan, and they're all prohibited under the lav of kol malachas el tasu, and the Torah says you get skila for violating that. We took it out of that klal because it's a malacha grua. But since we have a pasuk and it's in the Mishkan, we're going to put it back into the klal. That's called the Hadre L'Klal. And once we take Hotzah and we put it back into the basket, then it becomes like any other malach and it generates a chiyuv karis. That's the Ramban. Anybody have a kash on the Ramban, Chaim, since you started? Why not say the same thing with regard to Havara? Why is Havara l'lav yotzis? Havara was done in the Mishkan. Yeah, and Havara was done in the Mishkan. We have a separate lav lo saviru eish b'chomot v'seil b'yom Shabbos. Now we should say, well, we have A plus B. We have Mishkan plus a lav. Let's put it back into the klal of kol malach lo tasu to generate a chiyuv karis. The Ramban doesn't address that question. Hopefully, if we get to the end of the simon, we'll have an answer to this question. Hopefully. Now, what you have here on the left column is a summary of this Ramban. Simin Yom, if you can make it a drop low for me, because I'm already hearing that that noise. Okay. He says the following. Tosfos says that the reason why the Torah had to give you a separate lav in joining us from Hotzah is because it's a malacha grua. So our problem with the status of Hotzah is that it's a malacha grua. We took it out of the klal of kol malacha totasu for that reason. Now we have a lav that says lotasu kol malacha, and it's not included in the lav. Why? Because it's a malacha grua. But now we have an azhara miyuchedus, a separate azhara, to include Hotzah. And it's telling us that Hotzah is a malacha. What the Torah is telling us, therefore, is that it's not a malacha grua, or let's say better, despite the fact that it's a malacha grua, nevertheless, the Torah is marbid this lav, and it's taking it back into the klal of malachos. In other words, the Torah is telling us to ignore the fact that it's a malacha grua. It's still awesome. But again, we still don't know why it's awesome with Torah's malacha. I mean, how do you know a hadri kra that the Torah is putting it back into the malachos? And you can't tell me it's because of... But again, you see where the Ramban is, it's a little different than Havara. Because we really had no reason to take Havara out of the klal. But the Torah took it out of the klal by giving us a separate lav. And that's called the lav yotzis. In the case of Hotzah, we weren't sure. You know, Hotzah was in that twilight zone. We didn't know, yes, it's a malacha, no, it's a malacha, it's a malacha grua. Should we put it back in? Should we not put it back in? And the Torah says, al yetzish mimkomo, v'yichal ha-mohavi, and that's telling us to put it back in to the klal of malachas. Fine. Now we get to the Rambam. Now I'm going to ask you a particularly misleading question, so you'll get the right answer because you'll see that I'm misleading you. How many psukim does the Rambam quote to derive Maleches Hotzah on Shabbos? One, two, how many? I'm misleading you because the answer is zero. The Rambam doesn't quote any psukim whatsoever from which he derives the Iser and the Malach of Hotzah. And this is the Rambam in Perek Yud Beis, Milcha Shabbos, Halacha Ches, Hotzah Mirshus Lirshus, Melacha Me'alvus HaMelachasi, Halamadita Shava Melacha Koreosa. The Rambam doesn't have a lav. What the Rambam does admit is that how do I know that Hotzah is a Melacha? Because the Torah says, Al Yaviu Od Melacha. Right, L'Trumas HaMishkan. And Melacha is a reference to Hotzah, as we saw in the Gemara later on in Hazorik. But there's no lotase. Vinira, midivir Rambam, dotsahi bechal kol malachos. Vyesh alel isa lotase kol malacha. The Rambam opens up Hilchas Shabbos by telling us that all 39 malachos are included in lotase kol malacha. But the Rambam doesn't have a separate lav for maleches hotzah. Therefore, we have Rashi and Tosfos on one side of the equation, and we have the Rambam on the other side. Rashi and Tosfos both agree that we have a lav miyuchad for Maleches Hotzah, and the Rambam completely drops the ball. And the first question we have to ask is, well, the Rambam says that al yasu od malacha means that there's a malacha called Hotzah. Why doesn't the Rambam go one step further and say that Vayaviru kol b'machne, when Moshe Rabbeinu tells them to stop bringing molochos, meaning gifts, maybe he's telling them that you're not allowed to carry? Ein lahakshos klal Rambam yesh lomado Rambam sviru lekigiris asarach. Do you remember Rabbeinu Chananel? Rabbeinu Chananel understood in the Gemara in Azorek that when Moshe Rabbeinu tells the people to stop bringing gifts, what did he mean?
Too much,
so. It was Odo. What's Odo? A notification. It was only a notification. Rabosai, we hit our goal. What's it called? Anticipated goal. What? How do they call it when you hit your mark? You know, your target. Right. We hit our target, and there's no need for any more contributions. The Einzaz Horal Easter Shop. So that's not a problem. But we have another problem. And the question is, why didn't the Rambam derive the Isur Lav of Hotzah from the Pasuk Al Yetzei Ish Mimkomo? Well, that's not a problem either, because what did Rashi do with the Pasuk Al Yetzei Ish Mimkomo? Who remembers? Nobody remembers. That's not good.
Trumin.
The Rambam in Perek of Zayim Hilchos Shabbos derives the Isur Trumin from the Pasuk Al Yetzei Ish Mimkomo B'Yom HaShabbos. So it comes out like this. In Perek Yud Beis Milcha Shabbos, the Rambam says Hotzos of Alacha, and it's included in Kol Malacha Lo Sasu. He doesn't quote any Lav. As far as the Gemara of Vayichale Om Yehavi, the Rambam holds like Rabbeinu Chananel, that was just a Hodah of the Alma. It was only a notification. It wasn't a Lav. As far as the Pasuk Al Yetzis from Komo B'Yom Shabbos, the Rambam uses that Pasuk to derive the Isur Tchumen. So everything is hunky-dory. Everything fits into place. Ah, Tzorech Iyun. There's another Rambam in Hilchos Shgagos, Perek Yudalid. The Rambam writes, Im Tohu V'horu V'om. This has to do with what's called a parahelm Dov Shel Tzibur. If they gave him a mistaken ruling, it came from the High Court. Amal Im Tohu V'horu V'omru Hamotzi Meshus L'Shus Hu Chayov, but Azorei Kamoshit is Potur. And the Rambam says that why did they give this Horah that Hamotzi Meshus L'Shus, that's the only Isur? Why did they come to that mistaken conclusion? Shenema, because they quoted the Pasuk Al Yetzei Ish Mimkomo. So obviously they understood that Al Yetzei Ish Mimkomo meant the Isur Hotzah. Mashmid Gamma Rambam, La Ram Hakra Maisi Gamli Inyan Ledin Hotsa, Ukishitas Tosvis. In Kane Yeshli Ayan, my time alo monola Rambam, El Kilav Li Inyan Tchumin Bilvad. Sarchim is another. The Rambam only uses that pasuk as one of the Tayyig mitzvahs, one of the Isurim, the Losa says, of the Isur Tchumin. Why doesn't the Rambam use that pasuk for the Isur Hotzah? That's a pella, because the Rambam himself indicates in Hilchos Shgagos that the derivation of Isur Hotzah is from Al Yetzei Ish Mimkomo B'Yom HaShabbos. Very, very strange Rambam. Now, we mentioned earlier the Gemara in Perek Klal Gadol regarding Havara, lighting a fire on Shabbos. And the Gemara has two opinions, whether the Lav Yotz or the Chalik Yotz. Everybody agrees that there's a separate Lav of Lo Saviru Eish Bechomosh V'Seichem B'Yom HaShabbos, the Isur Havara. The question is that an Isur Havara of Kol Malach Lo Sasu, and Havara is a Malach like any of the other 38 Malachas, or is it only a Lav? It drops down to the level of a Lav. But everybody in that Gemara agrees that Lo Savaru Eish is a separate Lav in the Torah for Havara. Ach, Ayin Rama Per Chavdal Milcha Shabbos, Ein Onshin B'Shabbos. Let's say a person was found guilty of a capital crime, and the Torah says you have to put that person to death. That's one of the Tayyig Mitzvahs. The Rambam says we don't implement any of these punishments, whether it's Misa, whether it's Malchus, we don't do this on Shabbos. So you and I might have thought that maybe we don't do it on Shabbos because there's some sort of Malacha involved. No, no, no. The Rambam says that the reason why we don't punish a person on Shabbos, Afal Pisha Onesh Mitzvah Say, Eina Doches HaShabbos, the Mitzvah Say would not override the Shabbos, Ketzad Areishin Eschayv Bezdin Malkus O Misa Ein Malkin Osove Ein Misa Osove Shabbos Shenemahar Lo Sevaru Eish Bechomosh Osechem B'Yom HaShabbos Zu Azhar LeBezdin Shelo Yisrufu B'Shabbos Mishin Eschayv Sreifa V'Hu Adin L'Shar Onshim. In other words, Sreifa in the Torah is a paradigm of Onshim, and it's telling you that we don't punish a person, a criminal who is found guilty as accused, on Shabbos. Shabbos is prohibited from onshim. So it means, according to the Rambam, the lav of Lo Savaru Eish Bechol Moshe Sechem is not a lav of Havara at all, but rather it's a lav for the Isur onshim v'Shabbos. And the Rambam derived this from a Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin Lamed Hey, that Mashapirta Torah Le Isur Havara Dafka, The Gemara says that why did the Torah mention single out Avara as an Isar Shabbos? Is the Chacham derived from that that there's an Isar Onshim on Shabbos? But yet, what do we do with the Gemara in Paraklal Gadol? The Gemara in Paraklal Gadol seems to have that everybody agrees that Lo Sevaru Eish B'chol Mosh Seichem is a lav for Avara on Shabbos. So the Rambam holds that Ein Zeh Iker Alav Delo Sevaru. That although we will derive Havara from this pasuk Lo Sevaru Eish as a Malacha, but nevertheless that's not really what the Torah is interested in. That's like a byproduct, that's secondary. But the real thrust of the pasuk is coming to generate an Isur of what? Onshim on Shabbos. This is all very strange. So let's just summarize a number of questions that we have. First of all, we're not sure, according to Rashi and Tosfos, what's the difference between Hotzah and Havara. In the case of Havara, since the Torah had a separate lav, it took it out of the klal of Komalach Lo Sasu. There's no chi of Karis, it's only a lav. But in the case of Meleches Hotzah, the Torah has a separate lav for Hotzah, whatever that lav is. And yet, the violation of that lav generates a chi of Misa. Why not apply the halach of Lelav Yotzis? That was one question we had. In the Rambam, we have two other questions. Number one, the Rambam says that the pasuk of Al Yetze Ishmim Kom V'Yom HaShabbos is the source for the Isur of Tchumin, of Chutz L'Tchum, and yet the Rambam himself seems to assume elsewhere in Hilchos Shgagos that we derive from this pasuk Al Yetze Ishmim Kom V'Yom HaShabbos the Isur of Otzah. So how do we juggle these two Rambams? And the last question that we asked is, well, the Rambam seems to derive from Lo Sevaru Eish B'chol Mosh Seichem an Isur of Onshim B'Shabbos, and he seems to be totally oblivious to the sugya in Paraklal Gadol that derives a separate lav of Meleches Havaran Shabbos from this pasuk. Maybe the Rambam holds the Iker Alav is for Onshim, but it's still not smooth. Why? What motivated the Rambam to come to that conclusion that we're not going to use this pasuk as the source for the Isur Malacha of Havara? Rabosai, up until this point, we were dealing with technicalities. Now we get to the real juice, the real, the fun part. And Rav Soloveitchik wants to say that we have to raise a chakira. Do you gentlemen know what a chakira is?
Investigation.
Yeah, but that's not what it means in the yeshiva world. That's what it means in Lashon Kodesh, you're right. But chakira took on a special meaning over the last 5-6 centuries in the Torah world. And a chakira means when you take one halacha and you offer two different interpretations. You follow my point? Like, if I just give you a mashal, this cup, how would you describe it? Right? This
round.
No, it's round, but I'm talking about the contents. What's the relationship between this cup and the contents?
The cup is holding the contents.
Okay.
You're trying to say half empty, half full?
Exactly. Okay. That's a haiku. Is this cup half empty or half full? So the optimist will say it's half full, the pessimist will say half empty. That's called a chakira. Chakira means, I look at halacha, but I'm not sure. Does it mean X or does it mean Y? There are two ways of learning a chakira. I don't know if you ever heard there was a gaon called the Rogachev. So he came up with three ways. His chakira was a three-way chakira. But we're not advanced like the Rogachev. For us, a two-way chakira is enough. So the Rav wants to know the following. What is the nature of Malach on Shabbos? I think it's a fascinating introduction to Masechta Shabbos. Two ways of understanding Malach on Shabbos. One way is that each and every Malach is a separate Isur unto itself. It was included on the one pasuk, but the pasuk is really teaching me 39 different isurim. So on Shabbos there's an Isur Zorea, and there's an Isur Choresh, and there's an Isur Bishul, etc., etc. Or no. There's only one Isur on Shabbos. There are 39 different ways of violating that one Isur. Each malacha just represents a different ofan. Ofan means a method of desecrating the Shabbos. But when the Torah says kol malacha lo sasu b'Shabbos, it means don't desecrate the Shabbos. There are 39 different possible ways in which you can desecrate the Shabbos, but there's only one Isur on Shabbos. The other way, as we said at the beginning, is that no, every malacha is an Isur unto itself. Now this may sound to you very, you know, theoretical, very conceptual, very abstract, but it really cuts ice. It really has a tremendous implication. Just to give you a taste of how far-reaching this chakira is, again, I'm giving you a little bit at the, you know, previews of coming attractions. We're going to have a machlokes rishonim about the law of hasra. Hasra means that I have to warn you that you shouldn't violate this Isur. In Hasra, I have to mention the name of the Isur. If I don't mention the name of the Isur, that's not a Hasra. So let's say a person is about to cook something on Shabbos. What do I say to him?
You're going to violate.
Do I say you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos, or do I say you're not allowed to violate the Shabbos? So there's going to be a group of Rishonim who are going to say you have to mention the Isur Bishul. And other Rishonim can say, no, just tell him that he's violating the Shabbos.
That's sufficient.
And that's sufficient. And they're arguing about basically whether Shabbos is made up of 39 different Isurim, and therefore each Isur generates a category of an Isur unto itself, or no. The Malacha is just a Chetimtza, it's just a way of violating the Shabbos. But the Isur is the Isur of Shabbos. It's one Isur that unites all 39 different methods, but it's one Isur. Take a look inside. We're on page Hay, and we're up to a paragraph that starts Gimel on the right side. Vanirabazeh, the Rambam Lishitase Ozil. In order to answer all our questions on the Rambam, we're going to show that the Rambam is consistent. Dehine Yesh La'ayin. You might write down on either a piece of paper on the side of your sefer. There's certain abbreviations that you really got to have to get packed in order to understand the Ari Kedem. One of them is Yesh La'ayin. Yud Lamed Ayin. Yesh La'ayin. Whenever you see Yesh La'ayin, you know he's introducing a chakira. Yesh La'ayin begeder. Geder means the definition of Isur Malacha B'Shabbos. Im Kol Malachu Malacha. Havi chaloshem isur liatzmo. Chaloshem isur means, the word chaloshem means the halachic legal category. It's a legal category of an isur liatzmo unto itself. But it's nichlal, all these different isurim were indicated by one pasuk of lo sasa kol malacha. So kol malacha havi gufa isur. Each malacha is the isur itself. Also levashel b'Shabbos. There's an isur borer b'Shabbos, etc., etc. Every malacha has its own shame isur, and Shabbos has 39 different isurim. Then you want to underline odilma. Odilma means the second part of the chakir, the second side, the second perspective. Hachefze shala isur hu lo sasa kol malacha. So when you do a malacha, you are violating lo sasa kol malacha. The chiluk malachos heim rak ofanim shonim. There are only different methods kruya malacha, but the isur itself is the malacha, which is a generic term that refers to all malacha. So the isur is called malacha on Shabbos. Don't do malacha on Shabbos. How do you do malacha on Shabbos? There are 39 different ways of accomplishing a malacha on Shabbos. V'nireh, the pligi bazeh tosfos v'arambam. Now, in order to appreciate the next piece here, we have to introduce a concept called lav shebichlolos. Have you heard of it? Lav shebichlolos.
Before you go there, according to the first opinion, that means there will be like 39 lavim.
Correct. It's basically 39 lav. So and that's called, Alan, a lav shebichlolos. What's a lav shebichlolos? A lav shebichlolos is where the Torah uses one lav, but it generates, it includes many different isurim. I'll give you a classic example.
Inclusive
lav. Okay, call it an inclusive lav. That helps you. It doesn't help me, but if it helps you, that's fine. And what is the case of lav shebichlolos? Lo sochlu al adam. Lo sochlu al adam generates many different isurim. For example, you're not allowed to eat before you daven in the morning. And then lo sochlu al adam is going to generate an isur that you're not allowed to eat before the zrikas adam in the mizbeach. There are a whole list of isurim that are derived from one lav in the Torah. That's called the lav shebichlolos. How do we define Melechus Shabbos? And for that matter, Melechus Yontif. Because both in Shabbos and Yontif, we have one lav, Lo Sasako Melocha. But yet, there are many different Isurim, like you said before, 39 different Isurim in Shabbos, according to that one side of the Chakira. So guess what? Tosfos in Sanhedrin classifies Melechus Shabbos as a lav Shebichlolos. So let's see that inside. Hikshu at Tosfos, Sanhedrin Samach Gimel. Kaimelon, the ain lokin alav shebichlolos. One of the various rules in Masechta Makos is that there's no lav, there's no malchus for alav shebichlolos. So Tosfos says, im kain, hech lokim alav shemavashel biyontif. A person cooks on yontif, he gets malchus for that. Why does he get malchus? It's alav shebichlolos. And let's read the Tosfos inside. He says, again, we don't have to know all the details, but what we do know is that one of the malchus that he gets in that Gemara in Masechta Beitza is a violation of the law of Kol Melocha Lo Sasa. So why isn't it considered a law of Shebichlolos? Dichsiv Kol Melocha Savodah Lo Sasu. So Tosfos answers, Hasam Afurish Tfeh, Tiksiv Avoda, Dimishtama Kol Malacha Shehi Avoda. Okay, very ambiguous answer. But we're going to focus our attention on Tosfos Kasha. The premise that underlies Tosfos' Kasha is that every single Malacha is an Iser unto itself, and they're all incorporated in one Lav in the Torah. That makes it into a Lav Shebichlolos. So if you look on the top of the left column, he says, Kimo, like lo sochel adam shenichel bazeh isra achila mina behema konim shetetzei nafsha. Okay, well, what does that mean? Let's say after you shech the animal hasn't died yet; it's still jumping around. So we're not allowed to eat the flesh until it finally expires. That's derived from lo sochel adam. Or, for example, lo lahavros al haruge bezdin. That means we cannot delay the implementation of the capital punishment. And well, he doesn't mention here the Isur of eating before you daven in the morning. There are many, many different Isurim that are derived from one lav called the Sochla Dav. That's called the Lav Shebichlolos. And Melacha on Shabbos, says Tosfos, is also a Lav Shebichlolos. It means that every single Isur is a Melacha Bifnei Atzma. Every single Melacha is an Isur Bifnei Atzma. If that be the case, then Tosfos says that Melechus Shabbos, or Melechus Yontif for that matter, is a Lav Shebichlolos. And Tosfos asks his Kasha, then how do you get Malchus for violating a Melech on Yontif? You see, if we were to say that Melecha is just one Iser of Melecha, there are just 39 different ways, or methods, or Ofanim, as we said, to violate that one single Iser, that's not called a Lav Shebichlolos. You know, you can have any lav in the Torah which has many different methods in which you violate that lav. That's not a lav shebichlolos. Lav shebichlolos means when you have different isurim that are derived from one pasul. Now the Ran in Sanhedrin argues against the Tosfos, and he says, "V'havi kelota sekol molocha shekol el molochas harbe v'afal pichen lo nikra lav shebichlolos." Says the Ran, why isn't Melacha on Yontif consider lav shebichlolos, but they shekulam inyan echad, for who iser echad of melacha. Clearly, the Ran holds that there are 39 ways of violating one single Isur. You don't have 39 different Isurim. But Tosfos says that each malacha is an Isur liatzmo, it's a separate independent Isur, and that makes it into a lav shebichlolos. And Tosfos' answer, says Rav Soloveitchik, the hasam mefarish tfei dechsiv avoda, the mishtama kol malacha shi avoda, nire, what does Tosfos have in mind? I told you the Teretz Tosfos is very ambiguous. Is he means to say that havi lekmosha mefurish bepasuk, it's as if the Torah had explicated, had mentioned explicitly every single malacha. Ki iluksiv, al tevashel biyantiv, al tivar biyantiv, and that's not a lav shebichlolos, because then each lav has its own, each Isur has its own lav. Then he quotes a Tosfos Rid at the beginning of Perek Tolim, and Tosfos Rid says the following, Kevan davar lechalek yotzas, ki ilu ksiv lav hakol malachu malacha dami. Tosfos says, Tosfos Rid, that every single malach has its own lav. Again, we only found one lav in the Torah, but it's as if the Torah had specified a separate lav for each malacha. And therefore, when you violate two malachas on Shabbos, it's like you ate chelev and you ate dam. Right? In such a case, let's say you would be chayv two different chatos because it's two different lavin. So Tosfos is saying if you do different two different malachas on Shabbos, let's say mevashel and borer, you have to bring two chatos. If it was amazing, we'd have to kill you and then resurrect you from the dead and kill you a second time. Just joking. Trying to wake you up here. And that's because each malach is an Isur unto itself. And then Tosfos Rid says that in Hasra, when you warn somebody, just like in the case of Chelev, you have to warn him that he shouldn't eat Chelev. In the case of Dam, you have to warn him he shouldn't eat Dam. So too in Shabbos, you have to warn him with the name of the Malacha. I'll call Malacha, Malacha. Because each Malacha is a separate Isur, and it's as if the Torah had written out each Malacha as a separate Lav. But the Ran says no. The Ran says you're going to come to some crazy conclusion that it's a Lav Shebichlolos. It's one Lav with many different Isurim. No, it's one Isur, and that's called Malacha. There are many different ways of violating the Malacha, but it's all one Isur. And now we get to the Rambam. He says, Nira de Poligalze. The Tosfos Rid says that we have to give Yasra on each Malacha unto itself. And that's also the Sheet of Tosfos, because you need Asra on each Malacha, because each Malacha is a separate Avera. However, the Rambam seems to say that the Asra that you need for Shabbos, we're on page Vav if you have that, is just simply don't do a Malach on Shabbos. You don't have to mention the specific Malach. Because the Rambam holds that all 39 Malachas come under one Isur called Maleches Shabbos. And the Rambam doesn't require Asra on every single Malach unto itself. So if you open up to Perek Zayin, Milchus Shabbos, Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says, Ein tzarech lahasus bo b'shem ha-malacha klal, ela b'isur malecha Shabbos. Just tell him that he's violating the Shabbos. Nirim Yizeh, the Rambam, la Rambam ikar isur hu shalo lasos malacha b'shabbos. So there are only 39 ways of methods of violating malacha Shabbos, but they're all one isur. And they all are included in malecha Shabbos. And that seems to be the introduction of the Rambam Tilcha Shabbos. It says, Shvisa v'shvi, Malacha mi Malacha mitzvah saseva, kol ha'osim bo Malacha, bito mitzvah saseva, ara alos, shenem lo tasa kol Malacha. The Rambam doesn't tell you that each Malacha has a separate Isur. It's all included in one Isur. And now we're up to number Dalet. Ume'ata, nire, dibazeh, toli pluktas Rashi v'tosva Rambam. Rashi v'tosva lei, to call malachu malacha havi shem isur liatzmo, and therefore there's a separate lav on each one of the different malachos. The gam alav, the gam bilav, the gam bilav delo tasa kol malacha nichlal lamites lavim v'shemos shonim shal isur. In other words, according to Rashi and Tosfos, it makes sense that Hotzah has its own lav. Why? Because basically every single malach has its own lav. Because Rashi and Tosfos hold that there are 39 separate isurim. Mashen came the Rambam. The Rambam holds that there's only one isur malacha, and that's malacha. It's therefore the Shitasa, the Rambam says, we're not going to derive an isur of Meleches Hotzah from a separate pasuk in Chumash. Why? Because that would set up the Hotzah as a separate lav. But the Rambam holds that all the Melechas together form one body and one Iser of Meleches Shabbos. And therefore the Rambam doesn't require Asra on each Melecha, just a general Asra on Melecha. If that be the case, we understand very well why the Rambam is trying to avoid setting up a new lav for Meleches Hotzah, because the Rambam holds Meleches Hotzah is Bechlal Melacha, it's not an Isur Bifnei Atzmo. So Rav Osai, this paragraph is where we're going to stop tonight. Tibra Maskel Me'ata, maybe if you like, we could continue, but the main point we got here is very beautiful, that the Rambam holds that all 39 Melachas really belong to one entity, and there are no separate lav and friending the Melacha. You know, the exception to the rule is going to be Havara if you hold the lav yotzis, but what we're saying is that in the case of Havara, it's a separate Isur Bifnei Atzmo. It's not included on the Melacha, and that's why you don't get Misa, you get Malkus. But in the case of Hotzah, that's included in the general rubric of Melacha, and that's why you're Chayiv Misa. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay, then? So we'll stop here. Ruch adinu em baruch, ilom baruch.